Well, hello, gentlemen. Well, it looks like we've made Christmas Day, and we've got through Boxing Day. Now, the only thing left will be New Year's, and that'll be a bunch of hype as well. But it's a strange clown world we kind of live in today, isn't it? Because it almost seems as if the whole planet is all Femons, and there's about maybe 3 to 4, maybe 5 males on the planet. You look in the newspaper and it's all about Femons. Femons, Femons, Femons. And usually they're scantily dressed. But they're stunning and they're amazing. And there were some pictures in the paper here about the revelers of Christmas Eve. And there was no men in the pictures. Oh, there was one simp. But mostly all Femons are reveling around. No men at all. In other words, everything seems to be feminized. Look at those old, fantastic, great franchises that were taken over by Femons, of course, and woke directors, which usually were Femons. And it wasn't long before they destroyed them. All films that are coming out are all feminized for Femons. TV programs and series are all about Femons for Femons. And they're failing, too. And even in the news, on the TV, and in the papers, of course, main headlines are about Emmerdale, Coronation Street. They're all about soaps. Of course, that's really important. Football and soccer. And the Femons aren't even playing, but they still want to be the main attention thing. They're even destroying things they're not even involved in. It's amazing. Well, it is to one people on the planet. Femons. Everywhere you look, it's Femons either stripping off or it's about Femons. They've saturated the market. And it's all just hype. Femons have always been just hype. Like that sort of ointment that snake salesmen used to sell at circuses in the old days. That would cure everything. But it cures nothing. It was just a scam. Everywhere you look, it's Femons either stripping off or it's about Femons. They've saturated the market, and men have nowhere to go and get away from them, except maybe in a room somewhere. Men need a break from this constant barragement. And maybe Femons aren't all that great, because everything seems to be broken and failing. And these jobs that are being created by Femons, done by Femons, which is a kind of a nothing job, really, like dating experts. They're usually all Femons. And think about how many Femons are in the business of the beauty business, say, doing their hair, their nails. Is this really a job? They're just keeping the fake look going. If all of them just stopped their job completely, would the world stop? No, there'd just be a couple of more uglier Femons walking around, that's all. But here's another job they've invented about nothing. Professional baby namers. Yes, they class that as a job. I guess the parents can't think of a name for the baby, so they get the professional baby namer in, which of course is a Femon. Oh yes, and let's not forget those Femons that are sexperts. Yeah, I guess that's a word now. They will tell you how to have better sex, of course. And of course, they're pushing the old narrative out of Femons are so fantastic. They're stunning. Even if it snows down in the south here and there's snow on the ground, the excuse is to get the bikini out and jump around in the snow. Wow, they're so amazing creatures. And they're beautiful angels, aren't they? That's why they promote them. I'm sorry, but men have seen Femons for what they really are, and there's no way that they're angels. Far from it. They're professional scammers, and without any depth, that produce hardly anything, and are all high maintenance. The thing is Femons are all about hype, all about show and tell. And societies don't run on hype. Men have always been the inventors, the builders, the producers. Men generally create something of physical value, whereas Femons just talk about it. Femons are not also very good at destroying men's lives. They're good at destroying pretty much anything and everything. I mean, I don't have a personal vendetta against Femons at all. I just see Femons for who and what they are. Video games is one place a man could go and just be himself and isolate himself into the game. his kind of safe space, I guess. Until Fremons invaded that area too. And we all can see what's happened to the video gaming industry, can't we? Video games are now feminized and they're so boring and bland, even the Fremons don't want to play them. And Fremons only got into the gaming industry because the men were there. And Fremons everywhere have become loud and obnoxious. And men are still trying to live their lives, avoiding them everywhere, on the streets, in stores. You see, men just don't believe the hype about Fremons anymore. Dating for men is like walking a goddamn minefield. And marriage is like getting married to a nuclear bomb that could go off any time. Where have all the good men gone? They're in hiding and staying safe. These men will be needed when society finally collapses. And by the look of it, it won't be very long. What do you think, guys? Give me your opinion, will ya? I mean, will we make 2023? See ya.